All right, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you today.
大家早安，很高兴能够来到我们当中。
It's good to be with you on this special day that we set aside to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
很高兴今天能够成为一个分别为圣的一天，我们一起来敬拜我们的救主耶稣。
Today's message that we're going to look at, let me get my screen correct here. Today's message that we're going to look at today is focusing on one of the wonderful things that Jesus always does.
我们今天的信息是着重在耶稣一直在做的奇妙事情。
I know you'll agree with me that he does all kinds of wonderful things, but there's one thing I want to focus on today.
我相信大家都同意基督一直在行奇妙的事，但是我今天要着重在一件事上。
And that is the fact that he always brings restoration.
那就是他总是带来恢复。
So I'm actually calling this message restored because that's exactly what Jesus did when he performed a miracle.
我称今天的信息叫做重建，因为这是耶稣他行神迹所做的事。
He restored the person, he restored the storm, the element, or whatever the recipient of the miracle was.
他重建个人、风暴、自然环境或经历神迹的人。
I don't know if you know this, but in the New Testament, there are between 33 and 40 recorded miracles, depending on the commentator.
在新约圣经里，根据不同的解经家，包括了33到40个神迹的记载。
I'm not going to read them all right now, but when you look at the overview of the miracles, it's pretty amazing all the various things that they covered.
我今天不列出所有的神迹，但是当我们来看这些神迹的时候，我们会很惊奇地发现它涵盖了很多东西。
They covered people, infirmities, death, elements, even a tree.
那些神迹涵盖了人、疾病、死亡、自然环境，甚至是一棵树。
So Jesus used miracles to restore the sick and the lame and the blind. That's true. But he also used them for another form of restoration.
耶稣他借着神迹来恢复一些生病的、瘸腿的或是瞎眼的，但是他也用这些神迹来重建。
He used them to restore a sense of awe that would translate into a wholehearted worship and devotion of him as the Messiah. So I've compiled a list of these miracles in their historical order, is best that we can tell. If you'd like to have that list along with the scripture passages, maybe just let George know and he can email me and I'll email a list to you.
我收集了一份神迹的清单，尽可能的照着他们发生的时间来排列。如果你想要有这一份清单，你可以让 George 知道，那 George 刚让我知道，我可以邮寄给你们。
Because it's pretty interesting to see them in historical order, just to see how he built on each miracle.
如果我们按照他时间顺序来看这些神迹，我们可以就很有趣的看见耶稣怎么样借着这些神迹来做一些工作。
So again, we're not going to look at all of them, but today I'd like to look at the first one that Jesus recorded, or that Jesus performed while he was here on earth.
我们今天没有打算要看所有耶稣所行的神迹，但是我们来看他所行的第一件神迹。
And that miracle is Jesus turning water into wine, and it's found in John chapter 2.
这个神迹就是耶稣把水变成酒，记载在约翰福音第二章。
So before we look at it though, I just want to just answer a few questions, and then we'll look at the miracle.
我们在看这段经文的时候，我们要来问一些问题。
So the first question is what actually constitutes a miracle?
第一个问题是神迹是由什么构成的？
Pastor Erwin Lutzer has a quote that I'd like to start with.
有一位牧师他讲了这样一段话。
Pastor Lutzer says, a popular but wrong definition is to say that a miracle is a point in time in which God intervenes in the world.
Lutzer 牧师这样子说，有一个普遍但是是错误的定义，就是说神迹是神在一个时间点介入这个世界。
He says that definition fails for one good reason.
然而他说这样的一个定义他缺乏一个好的理由。
It gives the false impression that God only occasionally intervenes in the world.
他给着一个错误的印象，就是神只是偶尔的介入这个世界。
A miracle happens when God, who is continuously active in the world,
而事实上，神迹的发生是当这位一直在世界上工作的神
breaks his usual pattern and does something extraordinary.
他打破了以往的模式，做了非凡的事情。
I like that definition because it tells us that God is always active in the world, but sometimes he does some things extraordinarily to get our attention.
我很喜欢这样的一个定义，因为讲到神一直都在我们当中工作，而有时候他会做一些奇妙非凡的事。
Second question I'd like to ask is, are all miracles of God?
第二个问题我们要来问的是，所有的神迹都是从神来的吗？
I believe not everything that is miraculous is from God.
事实上，并不是所有奇妙的事情都是出于神。
But it's simply either miracles are based on Christ and the Bible, or else they are connected with demons and the world of the occult.
事实上，神迹要么是基于基督和圣经，要么是与魔鬼和神秘世界联系在一起。
So just as Christ's miracles were intended to lead people to him, the enemy wants his acts of extraordinary acts to lead multitudes to worship him.
正如基督所行的神迹是要把人带向他，而基督的仇敌却是想用这些神迹来引人去敬拜仇敌他自己。
So in other words, the enemy has power, that's true, but God is the ultimate power. Jesus has the ultimate power.And we need obviously to worship him and him alone.
换一句话说，那仇敌的确也有能力，但是神他的能力更大，是要来引导我们认识他，敬拜他。
So as far as the miracles of Christ are concerned, I think it's notable that the enemies of Christ never sought to deny the powerful works he performed.
当我们涉及到耶稣基督所行的神迹的时候，我们可以很清楚地看见基督的仇敌，他从来没有去否认耶稣所行的这些奇事。
They would attempt to attribute his power to the power of the devil, but they never argued that the miracle took place.
耶稣的仇敌从来不去争论这些奇迹的发生，可是他们却想要把这个奇迹的能力归功于鬼王。
And the third question I'd like to ask is, what is the purpose of God's miracles?
第三个问题我们要问的是，神所行的神迹的目的是什么呢？
So usually the miracles that Jesus did would help someone in need.
通常耶稣所行的神迹是要帮助有需要的人。
But the meaning of the miracle was always deeper than just meeting the need.
但是事实上耶稣行神迹是有更深一层的意义。
So in the miracle, God gets our attention so that we are invited to look beyond the event to the miracle worker himself.
当神行神迹的时候，是要引起我们注意，以致我们可以把目光投向那位行神迹的主。
So clearly, if the purpose of Christ's miracles was only to help someone in need, thousands more would have been healed.
很显然的，如果耶稣行神迹的目的只是帮助有需要的人，那成千上万的人都会得着医治。
So I think the simple fact is the primary purpose of the miracles was to authenticate the message of Christ and the apostles.
一个最简单的事实就是，神迹的主要目的是要印证基督、耶稣和使徒他所传的信息。
As we look at this miracle today, there's two primary questions I would like us to ask ourselves as we go through it.
当我们今天要来看这段经文的时候，我们要先问两个主要的问题。
First one is this, what does this miracle reveal about the person of Christ?
第一个问题就是神迹对基督位格有什么启示呢？
And number two, what does this miracle say to me today?
第二个问题是那个神迹今天对我们说什么呢？
So what does this miracle reveal about Christ, and what does this miracle say to me today?
所以这个神迹显示对我们启示的基督是什么，还有今天对我们说什么话。
Okay, so I'm going to read the passage first. I'll just read the passage, John 2, 1 through 11. I'll read it all in English, and then Sister Fenlon will read it all in Mandarin.
我要先来读这段用英文，然后再请翻译给媒体的中文。
Okay, it looks like the Mandarin is on the screen. So, Sister Fenlon, why don't you go ahead and read it first in Mandarin?
好，那我们先来读中文的部分。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”耶稣说：“母亲，原文是妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”照犹太人洁净的规矩。有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说：“现在可以摇出来，送给管宴席的。”他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有摇水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来。对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Okay, thank you. So I'll go ahead and read it now in English. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some of the water and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you've saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So that's a passage I'd like us to kind of dig into here for a few minutes. So the passage begins with the words "on the third day."
这段经文是用第三日这几个字开始的。
So that's referring to just 3 days after his baptism in the Jordan River and his identification as the Lamb of God.
这是讲到耶稣在约旦河受洗的三日后，也就是施洗约翰称耶稣为神的羔羊三天后。
We see that in John chapter 1, verses 33 and 34, where John refers to him as the Lamb of God.
在约翰福音第一章三十三节到三十四节，这里我们看见施洗约翰称耶稣为神的羔羊。
So, I mentioned earlier that there are 33 to 40 recorded miracles.
之前我提到圣经里面大概记载了三十三到四十个神迹。
When Jesus does this miracle, he's about 30 years old.
当耶稣行这个神迹的时候，他大约三十岁。
Now we don't know if he had done more miracles before this time or not. It's not recorded in the Bible.
我们并不知道耶稣在这之前有没有行过其他的神迹，因为圣经并没有记载。
But I think it's interesting that his first recorded miracle was not at a funeral.
我觉得很有意思的是，耶稣所行的第一件神迹并不是在丧礼上。
In other words, he didn't raise somebody from the dead, his first miracle.
他并不是用死人复活来作为他第一个神迹。
So it was not at a funeral, it was at a wedding.
所以他的第一个神迹不是在丧礼上，而是在婚礼上。
And it was not in a temple in front of many, many witnesses, it was in a private home.
也不是在圣殿许多众人面前，而是在一个私宅里。
So the occasion of the first miracle was at a village wedding feast, to which his mother had been invited.
所以第一个神迹发生的场合是在一个小村庄的婚宴上，而耶稣的母亲玛利亚被邀请参加。
We'll notice in verse 3 the request that his mother Mary makes.
在第三节里面记载了他母亲对耶稣的一个请求。
She says,They don't have any more wine.
耶稣的母亲说，他们没有酒了。
When you compare this miracle to all of the other ones, it seems pretty small, a small thing compared to some of the other larger miracles.
如果你把这个神迹跟耶稣所行其他的神迹来比较，你会觉得这个神迹所做的事情是很小的事。
Now, obviously, a miracle is extraordinary no matter what it is, but changing water into wine as compared to raising the dead, there's a pretty wide gap there.
很明显的，神迹都是奇妙非凡的事情，但是如果你比较说把水变成酒这样的神迹，跟好像把一个死人让他复活这样神迹比起来，那就不足为道了。
I think it tells us something about the character of Jesus. He cares about the big things in our lives and even the small things in our lives.
我想这其实是告诉我们，耶稣他关心我们，关心我们生活中大的事情或是小的事情。
I hope that encourages you because we're going to see that as we go through the rest of this passage. Jesus cares about the big and the small things in our lives.
我希望这样的看见能够激励我们，让我们知道耶稣他关心我们生活里面小的事或大的事。
Because the truth of the matter is, there are no big or small things in Jesus' eyes. Everything matters to him because we are his children.
事实上，耶稣他并不在意是小的事或是大的事情，他在意的是我们，因为我们在他眼中是重要的。
So let's just look for a minute here about the importance of a shortage of wine, because we might not think that is a big deal, but it was a big deal in that culture.
我们先要来看这个酒不够的问题，看起来不是什么样一个大问题，可是事实上也是一个极大的问题。
So a shortage of wine may not seem that important, but according to Warren Wiersbe, he points out a very important truth.
酒不够了，可能不是一个大问题，但是有人指出这样的一个事情。
Wiersbe says it was necessary for the groom in those days to have adequate provision at the wedding.
他讲到说，在那个时候，充足的准备，在婚宴上充足的准备是新郎必须要做的事。
It would be extremely embarrassing for him and his family to run out of food or wine.
如果在婚礼上面的食物或是酒不够，那对 那家人或是新婚的人是一个很尴尬的事情。
If the supplies had run out at a wedding feast, the family and the young couple would never have lived down the shame.
如果在婚宴上的补给用光了，这对于那家人或是那对年轻夫妇将是一个永远抹不去的耻辱。
So I think we can safely assume that one of the reasons Jesus did this miracle was simply to save this young couple from shame.
所以我们可以很简单的来看，耶稣行这个神迹，其实就是帮助那对年轻夫妇不要面对这样的一个羞辱。
Remember, I pointed out earlier, all the miracles of Jesus were not just for the immediate need, but they also had larger ramifications.
记得我之前提到，耶稣行神迹的时候，并不是帮助人面前的需要，而是有一个更深层的意义。
See what that larger ramification was at the end of the passage.
我们在后来会来讲，那更大的意义是什么。
So his mother says they don't have any more wine. Jesus' response is pretty interesting to her.
所以耶稣的母亲对耶稣说他们酒没有了。那耶稣的回应是很有意思的。
In verse 4, he says, Woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come.
在第四节里耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
So on the surface, Jesus using the word woman in addressing his mother seems kind of harsh and kind of abrupt.
表面上看，耶稣用了妇人这样的字来称呼他的母亲，看起来好像有点尖酸刺耳。
But actually, it was a very common term that he used to address his mother.
但事实上，这是一个常用的词语，用来称呼母亲。
So it's actually the same word that Jesus uses when he's on the cross to address his mother into the care of John after he dies.
当耶稣在十架上，吩咐他的门徒约翰照顾他母亲的时候，用的也是这个妇人这个词。
So if you remember, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of the last words he said involved his mother.
如果我们还记得耶稣在十架上所说最后的几句话，其中有一句是关于他母亲的。
He said something to the effect of woman, behold your son, referring to John, and he said to John, son, behold your mother. So he was encouraging John to watch over his mother and encouraging his mother to allow herself to be taken care of by John.
当耶稣在十架上，他说：“看啊，你的儿子。”他指的是约翰。然后他又对约翰说：“看啊，你的母亲。”他指的是他的母亲。他就是在那个时候告诉约翰要照顾他的母亲。
So his response, I believe, is setting a new parameter in his relationship with his mother, from this point forward.
事实上，在这个时候，耶稣的回应。是为他和他母亲的关系来设定一个新的界限。
So for the previous 30 years, she's been raising him as her son, but now it's a gentle reminder that she can no longer view him as she viewed her other sons.
在过去的30年，耶稣的母亲都以像养育孩子这样子的来养育耶稣，但是耶稣在这里温柔地提醒他的母亲。不要再用一个母亲看待儿子这样的角度来看他了。
So far this miracle, I think, is done for the young couple. It's done also for the mother, for Mary, to show her that his new ministry is now beginning.
所以这个神迹不只是为那对新人而行，也是让他的母亲知道，耶稣他自己有一个新的事工要开展了。
Remember, the miracles always go beyond the obvious need. There's always a bigger picture involved.
我们要记得耶稣所行的神迹总是有一个更大的图画，超过眼前的需要而已。
So verses 6-8 point out the particular miracle. So let's look at that for a moment.
在第六节到第八节，这里又提到神迹。
So the passage tells us that nearby there were six stone water jars that the Jews used for ceremonial washing. And each of these jars held between 20 and 30 gallons of water.
每一个缸大概都可以装20到30加仑的水。
Okay, so these stone water jars were used by the people who attended the wedding for ceremonial washing.
这些石缸其实是用来给参加婚礼的人来做礼仪上的清洁。
So according to Jewish customs, people's hands had to be washed before a meal, which that's a great custom in any country. So that's why they had those jars there to wash their hands.
犹太人的习俗是在饭前要洗手，这是一个很好的习俗。
So if you multiply six jars by 20 gallons, that's 120 gallons of water, or possibly 30 gallons, 180 gallons of water. That's a lot of water.
这就是为什么他们都会看到有石缸装着水，那一个石缸可以装 20到30个加仑的水，你乘以6个石缸，大概就是120到180个加仑的水。
So Jesus turns potentially 120 to 180 gallons of water into quality wine.
而耶稣所行的就是把120到180加仑的水变为上等的酒。
You know, and so one of the questions we may have is that did Jesus create alcohol or did he create fermented wine?
另外一个我们可能会问的问题就是耶稣在这里他是制造了酒精还是制造了发酵的酒?
I mean, I wish I could settle the issue once and for all, but honestly, I don't know.
我希望我能够一劳永逸的解决这个问题，但是事实上是我也没有答案。
But I would like to just make a couple points in passing.
但是我这里就是提几点来带过。
We do need to understand that if indeed the wine did contain alcohol, it's very different than the kind of alcohol or kind of wine that's consumed today.
我们要了解的是，这个酒如果是含有酒精的话。
We know that because the Jews did not distill their wine to make it more potent. They did just the opposite.
我们知道犹太人他们并不练使那个酒的力道更强，他们做的是另外一方面相反的。They
would dilute it with between 2 to 3 parts water to make it go further and make it less potent.
他们反而是用2份到3份的水来稀释这个酒，使酒的力道更低。And
another reason, the word translated wine here is the Greek word oinos.
另外是这个字的希腊文 oinos 是在这里被翻译成酒。Which
can be used to describe any kind of fruit of the vine, doesn't have to refer to fermented wine.
但是这个字 其实它原来的意思是可以指葡萄上的果实，它并不一定是跟发酵的酒有关的。And
then the third reason that I know it's different than today's wine, juice was preserved in ancient times by boiling it until it became a thick syrup.
那另外一个我知道犹太人的酒跟我们今天酒不一样，是那时候他们的果汁，都是用来水果把它煮到变成很厚的糖浆。
This thick syrup substance would then be stored in new skin bottles referred to as new wine.
然后他们再把这个浓的糖浆装在新皮袋里，那就是所谓的新酒。So
putting new wine into old wineskins would actually introduce fermenting.
如果再把这个新酒倒到旧皮袋里，就会导致发酵。
So just a few things to point out. I don't know exactly what the wine tasted like, but we can safely say it was not fermented like it is today in today's culture.
实在说，我并不知道那个酒尝起来是什么味道，但是我很确定的是，跟今天我们所做发酵的这个酒是不一样的。
Because some people will use this passage to justify drinking all kinds of alcohol, and they would distort it and twist it and use the Bible to defend their drinking, and that's not the case at all.
因为有一些人会用这段经文来证明饮酒的正当性，可是他们这样做是扭曲了这段经文的原意。
Okay, so let's talk about the results of the miracle.
现在让我们来看这个神迹的结果。
This must have been an amazing thing for the master of the bridegroom to for the master of the feast here to take part in.
这里我们看到管宴席的人参与在这个神迹当中。
Because when he tastes it, when he tastes this wine, he realizes that this is way better than the wine that we passed out at the beginning of the feast.
因为当他尝了耶稣所变的酒以后，他说这个酒比你先前摆上的好太多了。
So if you remember, running out of wine or running out of food at a wedding would make the, you know, bride, make the young couple live in shame, possibly for the rest of their lives.
我们刚刚说了，在婚礼上面，食品或是饮酒不够，可能让这对新婚夫妇一辈子都蒙耻辱。
But because this wine is so good and it's even better quality than what they put out first, it actually increases the reputation of this young couple.
而当现在这个酒比他们先前摆上的酒更上等的时候，使这对亲夫妇他们的名誉可能会更好。
And I love what the master of the feast says. He says, "You saved the best until now."
我很喜欢在这里管宴席的说的这句话，说你倒把好酒存留到如今。
If you remember at the beginning, I had two questions. One was, what does this say about Christ, and what does this say to me?
记得前面我们说要问两个问题，一个是神迹，他讲到耶稣哪些方面，还有对我们今天说了什么话。
So in our lives, we can realize that God, that Jesus always brings the best for our, brings the best for our enjoyment and for our peace.
所以从这我们知道，耶稣总是为我们带来最好的，是为了让我们享受，也为了让我们领受平安。
The enemy always makes what he's tempting us with look good and look like it's what we need and is the best, but it's always a cheap ripoff.
但是仇敌常常好像摆一些很好的，对我们是上好的在我面前，可是事实上这些都是欺骗蒙骗我们。
So the results of the miracle are pretty amazing because the only ones who really know about it are the master and master of the feast and the workers who poured the water in.
在这个神迹里面，事实上真的知道什么事情发生的人是这个管宴席的人，还有倒酒、倒水到石缸里面的那些工人。
I think that's pretty amazing. So he didn't do this miracle on a large, grand scale. It was actually on a small scale for a couple purposes to encourage these people that he cared about them.
那这里让我们看见很奇妙的事情，就是耶稣不是在一个大的场合行什么样的大神迹，而是行一些小的神迹，为的是要造就帮助我们。
And in verse 11, we really see the core of why he did this miracle.
而在第十一节里面，我们就看见耶稣行这个神迹的主要目的是什么。
He says this was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
就是耶稣所行的这个神迹，是要显出他的荣耀来，让他的门徒能够信他。
The Greek word for sign is the Greek word simeon, and it's used 77 times in the New Testament.
神迹这个字在 在希腊文里面是 simia， 它在新约圣经里面出现了 77次。
And every time it's used to identify an act that Jesus did, which called for supernatural power.
那每一次这个字出现，都是用来识别耶稣所行的这个奇妙的能力。
So one of the reasons, probably the biggest reason that Jesus did this sign or this supernatural act was so that his disciples would believe in him.
所以耶稣行这个神迹，其中的一个主要目的就是要让他的门徒能够信他。
So as I think about how this miracle applies to us, so that's the miracle, that's what Jesus did, but how does this apply to us today?
耶稣行这样神迹的时候，我们要来思想。 我们怎么样把它应用在我们身上？
So just two principles quickly that I think we can apply to our lives.
我想有两个主要的原则我们可以用在我们生活上。
The first principle is this. Jesus is concerned with the big things in our lives as well as the small things.
第一个原则就是耶稣关心我们生活中的大小事。
You and I matter to God. Isn't that a great thought?
我们对神都是很重要的，这不是一个很棒的观念吗？
You don't have to be a celebrity or a billionaire or a superhero to be known and loved by God.
你不需要是一个名人，或是亿万富翁，或是超级英雄，神才爱你，认识你。
He knows you, he loves you, he deeply cares about you and what you're going through.
神他知道你。 爱你，并且深深的关心你所经历的一切。
Sometimes I think we have the wrong impression of God in that we think he's so busy running the whole universe that he doesn't have time for me.
我们常常有这样一个错误的观念，就是神他在管理整个宇宙已经很忙了，他没有时间管我们。
You know, who am I that the creator of all things would want anything to do with me?
我是谁呢？ 这位造物主，他会想要跟我有关系呢？
That's often how we view our issues, our problems, our circumstances. Who am I that God would want anything to do with me?
这可能常常是我们看自己的问题或环境的想法，就是我是谁，神为什么会想要理我呢？
Well, I believe this miracle sets the tone right from the start that Jesus is concerned and ready and able to restore our sense of awe and appreciation in him.
而这个神迹从一开始就让我们知道，耶稣呢，他愿意来重建我们对他的敬畏和感谢。
Especially in the seemingly smaller areas of our lives, he cares about everything that happens to us.
特别是在看似好像是很小的事情，耶稣他还是关心我们。
So God is God and he doesn't struggle or strain with accomplishing gigantic miracles, and he also doesn't pass by thinking, oh, it's too small.
神他是神，他不会为要成就大奇事而挣扎或是劳累，他也不会看我们是太小，不需要关心的。So
God is concerned about every area of our lives.
神关心我们生活里面的方方面面。
Why, you ask?
你会问为什么呢？
Because he loves you and you're his child.
因为神爱你，你是他的儿女。
That's a very encouraging principle to thank God for today.
这是一个非常激励人的一个原则，也是我们可以为此来感谢神的。
Okay, and then the second principle I'd like to just to think about for a moment.
现在我们要来思想第二个原则。
Is that we can be assured that the best comes last.
那就是我们可以很确定的，最好的都是最后来到。Now,
if you think about this miracle, the best usually came first. The best wine came first.
我们通常会发现说，好的都是先来到。The
master of the feast was blown away that the best came last.
但是在这个婚礼里面，是让人很惊讶的，是最好的是最后来到的。
So the same thing is true in a spiritual sense. Our enemy, the devil, lures us, tempts us with what we think is the best for us.
同样的，我们可以来看，那仇敌恶者通常用最好的先来引诱我们。
So our enemy tempts us with the treasures up front. Here's our treasures up front. He tempts us with that.
那恶者通常会把他的宝藏就摆在我们面前。
But the devil, our enemy never has any intention of fulfilling what he tempts us with.
但是我们的仇敌他从来都没有想要成就他所给我们的。
I think we would all agree that, we've fallen for temptations in our lives that we thought would bring us peace and happiness, and they brought us just the opposite.
我想我们都有经验，我们有时候落入了这样一个试探，觉得这个东西是可以带给我们平安，但是我们所经历的都是另外相反的一面。
Here's a principle I'd like us to just realize here.
所以这是我希望我们能够明白的一个原则。
The devil never shows you where he's taking you. He only shows you the next enticing step.
就是那恶者从来不会告诉你他要带你去哪里，他只会告诉你下人诱人的下一步。
But Jesus is just the opposite.
但是耶稣所行的却不是这样子。
We know as followers of Jesus Christ that we have life to the full here on this earth, and we have eternal life to look forward to in heaven with Jesus forever.
我们这群耶稣的跟从者，我们都知道，在耶稣里，我们在这世上，我们可以有一个丰富的生命，而我们还有一个永恒的生命在等待着我们。
Devil never shows you where he's taking you, just shows you the next enticing step, but Jesus shows you the big picture. You have life to the full here on this earth, and life eternal with him in heaven.
那恶者从来不会让你知道他要带你去哪里，他只让你看见可以引诱你的下一步。可是耶稣让我们看见的是，在这个地上我们可以有丰富的生活，而我们还有一个永生在等着我们。
I don't know about you, but that really brings encouragement to me.
我不知道你怎么想，但是当我想到这个，我得到很大的激励。
So as we consider the power of our Savior and the fact that he has control over the big and the small things of the world,
当我们在思想我们救主的能力以及他关心这些大小的事情，
let's ask God to help us realize that all we have and all we are is found in him alone.
求神帮助我们能够认识到我们所有的以及我们所是的都是在他里面。
So why did he do this miracle?
那为什么耶稣他要行这个神迹呢？
I think we would agree there's many different reasons, many different levels.
我相信我们都同意是有不同的原因，不同的程度。
But I think we can boil it all down to this truth. He did it to show us that he knows us, loves us, has a plan for us, and do whatever it takes to have a relationship with us.
那我想我们可以很确定的看到这一点，就是耶稣他要让我们知道他认识我们，爱我们，对我们有计划，并且要跟我们建立关系。
And really, every other miracle that he did, including dying on the cross for our sin, including rising from the dead, conquering death and hell forever.
每一个耶稣所行的神迹，包括他为我们死在十架上，包括他使死人复活。
All of those things were for the same reason, to show us that he loves us, has a plan for us, and wants us to spend eternity with him in heaven.
这一切都是要让我们知道他爱我们，为我们有计划，并且要让我们跟他永远的在一起。
So the final question is how will we respond to this kind of love?
所以最后一个问题要问的就是，我们要对这样的爱怎样来回应呢？
Do we respond with, oh wow, that was a really neat story. Wow, that was great. Or do we go deeper and say, Jesus, thank you for doing what you did for me and accepting him as our Savior?
我们的回应是，哇，这是一个很棒的故事。还是我们有更深的一个回应，就是耶稣，我愿意来接受你，成为我生命的救主。
Obviously, I hope and pray that we that we realize that these miracles are done because he loved us and he wants this relationship with us.
我希望我们大家今天都能够明白耶稣所行的神迹是要让我们知道他爱我们，让我们能够跟他有一个关系。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱天父，我们今天何等的感恩，你透过耶稣基督赐给我们救恩。
This miracle of forgiveness of our sins and eternal life with you is one that we could never repay.
你对我们罪的赦免以及赐给我们永生的生命，这是我们永远不可能回报你的。
Never repay, but we freely accept from you, our gracious and loving God.
我们没有办法回报这样的恩典，可是你却让我们能够白白地接受到这样的恩典。
As we've looked at the first recorded miracle of Jesus today, we realize that our Savior has control over the small things as well as the big things.
那我们今天在看耶稣他所行的第一件神迹时，再次让我们明白我们的救主他掌管也在意我们生活中大小的事情。
He is Lord of all, and as we prayerfully consider how this passage applies to us today,I pray that you would show us all what you want us to take away and apply.
主，你是万主之主，我们今天用祷告的心来思想这段经文对我们的意义，也求你帮助我们，让我们知道我们今天可以怎么样来应用这段经文。
We love you, God, and we're so thankful for who you are and what you're doing in our lives.
主，我们爱你，我们也感谢你，为你为我们所做的一切献上感恩。
May we seek to please you with all we do as a grateful response for your great love and great restoration in our lives.
愿意我们都能够寻求你的喜悦，行你所喜悦的事，来回应你的爱。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I pray.
我们奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿门。